Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Friends, welcome back to the Say What podcast. My name is Hannah, and I am so excited to talk to you today about things that people don't want to say out loud. I think I'm going to start saying that at the beginning of every episode because I feel like that should be like my saying. It is my saying. But I am a little sick, just full disclosure. I'm trying to overcome this sickness, and so I've got lots of sneezes. My voice is just cracking just a little bit. I was supposed to record this episode last week, but I got super sick and I was like, okay, I got to get over this and I have to record this. The episode has to come out on Wednesday. I got to pull it together. And so here we are recording this sickly. But if you are watching this on YouTube, I'm so excited because I have a new chair. It's stunning, beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. I am redoing the studio, which I'm really excited about. But one thing is that my husband, who set the studio up for me, who is so sweet, just such an angel, he did not know that my good side is my left side because I recently discovered that my good side is my left side. I don't know how I went so many years in my life not knowing that my left side is my good side, but it is. Once I got a middle part, I was like, both sides look the same. I don't really understand. No. I understand. Now, I don't know how I discovered this. I just one day discovered left side's good side. And he put the chair angled to the right. So he deserves jail time. Honestly, he didn't know that my left side is the good side. So anyways, YouTube family, you get to see my new chair, which I'm very excited about. We're going to be completely redoing the studio. The wall is going to go away, put some curtains up. It's just going to be really fun. This microphone is quite large and keeps falling. So, you know, we're just real home studio vibes. Like I promise a professional, you just would never know that, considering I'm tightening it on air. You know, you guys get the real authentic Hannah. Truth be told, I've already restarted this like twice because of this microphone. I'm not doing it again. Anyways, I did something super brave today, you guys. So brave. I posted a picture of myself on Instagram wearing a bikini. Now, it just went to my stories, but I feel so brave. I am petrified that it's on the internet, but I was posting about how I went to Target to try and find a bathing suit because I need a bathing suit and I just don't have time to like scour the internet and try and find the best bathing suit. I was like, whatever Target has is what I'm getting because I'm going on a trip next week and I just don't have time to try and find a bathing suit online. So I went to Target and every single bathing suit at Target is low rise. I do not understand why every single one of them is low rise. Like, I am not a low rise person. My body, no. No one needs to see that part of my stomach. Like, that is for my eyes and Thomas's eyes only. Like, no one needs to see that simply because I'm very insecure about it. So no one needs to see that. And I found the one bathing suit in Target that was not low rise, that is high waisted, and it actually fit and it was so cute. And so I wanted to show the girly, so I did post it on Instagram. Very brave. Bodies are weird. I, for so long, felt like I didn't really struggle too much with body image issues, and I was just like, this is my body, it is what it is, like, I'm just a girl, and it's fine. Like, I don't know, like, I've had so many other struggles in my life, and body image wasn't really one of them. And then after having a baby, I just feel like I felt so lost in my body. I felt so lost in, like, the size of my body. I felt so insecure, like, everything about my body, I just felt so insecure, and that is just so not me. And so I'm really trying to get back to not being insecure about my body and being confident in who I am and confident in my body. It is very helpful to understand that, like, my body created life and gave me the greatest thing that I've ever had in my entire life, my son. And so I should be, like, really proud of it, and I mostly am, but there are definitely some times where I'm just like, I don't want anyone to see my body ever, and the idea of going to the beach makes me want to die, but I'm getting there. I mean, to be so honest, too, the broken leg does not help because I didn't move. I literally sat on the couch, like, not exaggerating, for 3 months straight, and so, I mean, I couldn't walk, and so there was no exercise happening, not even, like, walk, like, the exercise that you get from just, like, walking from the couch to the fridge. Like, I wasn't even doing that, and so I didn't walk for months. I couldn't walk for months, and so I just laid on the couch, and then my leg is just still very swollen. The scar is intense. And usually I don't care about scars. Like, it's a cool story. If someone asks me what my scar is from, I'm going to tell them I broke my leg. Like, what a cool story. But this one is just like, hello, look at me. Here I am. And it's just like, not the vibe. And then my ankle is super swollen. Well, I guess I shouldn't say super, super swollen, but it's still pretty swollen. So it just causes a lot of problems. Anyways, I'm really working on that. So I want to record an episode talking about modesty going into summer, which is, that's what people always do. And modesty has, I don't think modesty has much to do with clothing. So I should release it like, I don't know, in December. I don't have to release it during summer. But of course, we all are thinking about modesty in the spring and summer. And so I'll be recording a podcast talking about that later, because I was gonna do it this week, and then I just didn't feel right. It just didn't like sit right. And I'm really with my podcasts, like, lean into what the Holy Spirit is telling me. I just like didn't feel right to record the one about modesty yet. So we're talking about breastfeeding today, which I am very excited about. But one quick thing before breastfeeding is I've been sharing with you guys something that I've been loving. And I have been loving Parade. So I've talked about Parade before, but Parade just recently launched some new styles in Target. And I got two bras and I really liked them. So I got the Replay Triangle and the Replay in two colors, in Hot Honey and 8-Ball, and I got two different sizes because, again, breastfeeding, you never know what size you are, like, truly. I feel like my boobs, like, differ so much, and I'm actually weaning from breastfeeding right now, so I have no idea what size my boobs are going to be when there's no more milk in them. So I got an extra large and a large, and currently, as I am still breastfeeding, I'm an extra large. I think once I'm not breastfeeding anymore, I'll go back to being a large. So I got those two sizes. They're so soft, so comfortable. And if you click my link, it's in the episode notes here, you can get 20% off of Parade. You can shop it on their website. You don't get the discount if you shop from Target, but that's just how I discovered these, was because they're at Target now. So, or these styles are at Target. But you can get 20% off using my code say.whatpodcast, and I will link those in the episode notes. But I'm obsessed. Like, they're so cozy. I'm wearing it right now. I'm wearing the Hot Honey one right now, and I love it. And this is the first bra I've had, like, besides that's not a nursing bra. And I mean, since, like, before when I was pregnant, like, because when I was pregnant, I started wearing the nursing bras because I didn't want to buy new bras. And so it just feels so nice to have a bra that actually gives me support that's not a nursing bra. So I'm very excited. I really do love them. And their underwear is really good because their underwear actually, like, provides you the coverage where you need it. You know what I mean? Like, some underwear that's like that much. And I'm like, no. That is not fitting my body. Like, my body is wider than that. So it has the right amount of, like, width where you want it. Like, you know what I'm saying? You want those. Like, trust me on that. You want that. Their underwear is so good, so soft, so cozy. I'm not wearing any today, but I wear them all the time. Like, especially their seamless ones. They are perfection. So you can use my code say.whatpodcast, and I'll link it in the episode notes. So that's one thing I've been loving. I am truly obsessed. Okay, so today we're talking all about breastfeeding. I started the weaning process a couple weeks ago because we are going on a trip in July and my family's going to watch him. And my mom was like, I watch him, would love it if he's not breastfeeding anymore, but, like, up to you. And I was like, no, I'm ready. My goal with breastfeeding was always to do it just for a year, but I broke my leg. And since I broke my leg, me and Tate really only had connection with breastfeeding because I really couldn't move. Like, after I broke my leg, I couldn't get off the couch. And so I wasn't doing really anything for Tate just because I truly could not, except for breastfeeding. And so I was like, we are not stopping this. Like, I'm going to breastfeed as long as I feel like we, like, need to get back up on my feet. Once I'm back up on my feet, we will revisit it. And I truly emotionally am, like, so done. I've been doing it for 16 months now, like, and it is just, it's exhausting. It's exhausting. At this point, like, we pretty much only breastfeed to go to sleep because that's just, like, what we do. I breastfed him to sleep his whole life, and so that's what we do right now. But Thomas does feed or put him to bed every night. And so I don't breastfeed him at night, which is great. But for nap time, we're definitely breastfeeding. But today is not talking about the weaning process because I don't have any tips for you. Like, it's going really hard right now. And that's all I have. So we're not talking about the weaning process, but that's just where I'm at with breastfeeding. It's barely happening as I should say. Like, I'm not doing it in the morning, pretty much only once a day or in the middle of the night is where I'm at right now. So I've been doing that for 16 months. But let's start at the beginning. So when I was pregnant, I did not do any research on breastfeeding. I did not look anything up. I just truly was like, I'm so stressed about the birth. I'm so stressed about postpartum. I have no idea what to expect bringing a child into this world that I can't study and learn everything. Like, there's just so much information out there. And so I was like, you know what? Breastfeeding, like, we're just going to figure it out. It's just going to happen naturally. I don't know how to do it. I just knew nothing about it. Honestly, I think that's the way to go about it. Like, I think sometimes we can learn so much stuff that we just really get in our head about it because we know every single thing. We know the ins and outs of stuff that, like, we can just kind of overcompensate for what our bodies can naturally do. And so I just basically was like, I'm not going to learn anything. I'll figure it out. I have a doula who's amazing, and she always told me that right after I give birth, we'll do skin to skin for a while, and then she'll help me with breastfeeding. And I was like, great. Like, I just don't have it in me to try and figure this out. And I think that was the best thing I could have done because I really did lean into, like, my body was made for this, and if this is supposed to happen for me and my son, it will happen. And I cannot worry today about what problems I'm gonna have in, you know, 4 months when he's here. You know, I have to just do what I can do today, and that is focus on growing my son and worry about tomorrow's troubles when it's tomorrow. And I was like, okay, so I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna learn anything. So I didn't learn anything. I gave birth. And I was just like, we're going to figure this out. And it's so interesting that I said that I'm, like, leaning into what my body naturally knows how to do, because you guys know, if you're part of the Say What Friend, like, if you're in the Say What Friends, like, I'm really trying to give, real quick, sidebar, make friends is what we call the listeners here. Like, I think our community is called the Friends. So I'm actually, like, talking to you guys. Can you be like, oh my God, I'm a friend. Like, that would be, like, so cool. Because I like to call all of you friend. I say thank you, friend, all the time. Anyways, my body has not, if you've been a part of this community for any time, you know that my body hardly works the way it's supposed to. Like, I mean, I had vaginismus. I had nerve pain for a long time. I had, like, a really bad cellulitis one time. Like, my body hardly works the way it's supposed to. And so, and during my pregnancy, I had a really hard pregnancy. And so I don't really know what gave me the confidence that my body was just going to know how to breastfeed. I guess delusion, I guess trust in the Lord. I really do lean more optimistic in everything in my life. And so I was just like, it's going to be fine. It's going to happen the way it's supposed to happen. And all I knew is that, like, I did not want to give my son formula. And I know these days I feel like you have to be so cautious about, like, giving disclaimers and this and this and that. I feel like I can say that I didn't want to give myself formula without you guys listening feeling shame about giving your children formula if you did. I'm not saying formula is bad. There's nothing wrong with formula. But I just wanted that connection with my son. I wanted to breastfeed. I really wanted us to be able to do that. I felt like for our life circumstance, it would just be easier to breastfeed. I could breastfeed him at any time, anywhere. It didn't cost me any money. And I was hoping that it would be easier on his stomach because, like, formula has just other things in it. And so I was like, well, hopefully that can just be easier on his stomach. Now, if I needed to use formula, I would, which I ended up having to use it for a couple of days when I broke my leg. Now, Tate did not take it. I don't know how he survived those 3 days of me being in the hospital, honestly. My mom was taking very good care of him. He just didn't want to drink anything that wasn't my breast milk. But I didn't want to give him formula. And so I was like, I'm going to breastfeed and we're going to figure this out. So I gave birth. And once I gave birth, my doula, who is fantastic, we're going to have her on the podcast soon, helped me latch with him. And so she kind of, like, showed me how we should latch. And so he latched on. And you guys, it hurt so bad. I was just not prepared for how much it hurt. Like, it hurt so bad. Oh my God, it hurt so bad. I was not okay. I was not okay. It hurt so bad. And I was like, it's going to be fine. We're going to figure this out. And so the lactation consultants in the hospital that I was at were fantastic. They were so helpful. They brought me some lanolin, which was great. And so I put some lanolin on me and they brought me a nipple shield. So I finally, like, figured out how to get him to latch and stuff, but it was still so painful. I mean, as soon as he would latch on, I would, like, curl my toes. Like, I was just, like, clenching everything in me, which is, like, not helpful when you're trying to breastfeed. You know, you don't want to be clenched up and tight. And so I would just be like, relax your shoulders, Hannah, drop them, like, deep breaths. I was like, you can do this. You are made for this. Like, you and your son can connect. You and Tate got this. Like, you're going to figure this out. And so I just, like, kind of talked myself through that. And I really tried to keep a positive headspace of, like, I can do this. My body was made for this. We are going to figure this out. Like, it's going to be fine. And so I really, like, kept that headspace. And I was just like, I'm going to push through the pain. And I know that sounds kind of crazy. Like, I tell people, like, you should never do things that are painful. But I knew that breastfeeding is an adjustment. Like, I knew that it would take time to figure out how to breastfeed, to get it done correctly. And just, like, I knew that my body needed time to figure out how to do it. And I am so glad that I, like, kept going. I really am, which I'll talk about in a few minutes. But it was just, like, so painful. But the nipple shield helped tremendously. And I had never heard of a nipple shield before. Like, this was the first time I had ever heard of it. And it just truly, truly saved me. Like, he could latch so much better on the nipple shield. And it was just great. And I was like, I'm not even worried about him, like, having to get off this shield because it's going to help us out. Now, we had to wash this nipple shield a million times over. We had to buy a bunch of nipple shields. My dog ate a bunch of the nipple shields. Like, because, I mean, you're in that newborn haze. I'm, you know, breastfeeding him. I'm taking the nipple shield off. I'm leaving it on the side table. And then Theo comes and just eats them. He literally threw up two of them one time. And I was like, cool. I think I have a picture of that. If it's not gross, I should post it. So about 2 weeks after I came home with Tate, I went to see a lactation consultant that I actually had set that appointment up when I was still at the hospital. And they were just like, let's go ahead and put an appointment in the books. Like, if you don't need it, you can cancel it, but it's just good to have it in case it comes up. And when it comes up, you feel like you need it. And I was like, great, love that idea. So the appointment comes around and I'm like, I need to go because I am still in so much pain. And I'm like, there's no way we're doing this correctly. He's still eating. Like, he's never not eating. Like, they, you know, I had throughout all of his checkups, like, he was gaining weight. He never lost weight from when he was born. Like, he only ever gained weight and just kept gaining weight. And so I was like, okay, clearly he's fine. So we just have to figure out this pain. And so I go to the lactation consultant and she is like, okay, let me show you some different ways to latch him, like initially latch him, because I was not latching him correctly. What I learned was, like, the best way to do it is to start with their chin, and you want their chin to be on your right up to your nipple, and then that'll help their nipple, like, get to the back of their throat. Because my problem was that, like, he wasn't going directly to the back of his throat, like, he wasn't getting his tongue under, and so my nipple was going in, then he was having to, like, fish my nipple around to get to the roof of his mouth, and that was what the part was, like, super painful. And so once I figured out how to have his chin kind of pointed up and then the nipple go in his mouth, that was game changing for me. And so I learned how to do that and it was really great. And I will say it was still really painful. Like it still hurt so bad. And I remember hearing moms talk about, and my doctor told me that breastfeeding can be really painful for about 3 months and then it gets better. And let me tell you guys, I am so happy I stuck with it. Like, I am so proud of myself for, you know, sticking through all of the pain, all the struggles, and even going this long. But I'm so proud of myself for not, you know, stopping and trying something else, which if you did that and that's what was best for you, that is fantastic. Like, I do not shame you at all. Like, I need to be as clear as day and say that I really think that fed is best. Like, however way you're feeding your baby, that is what is best. And for me, what I needed to be best for my mental health and for Tate was to be breastfeeding. And so I was like, we are going to figure this out. And so I stuck with it and I eventually got off the nipple shield. I just kind of, like, every other time used it. And then he just eventually learned how to latch correctly and we got off the nipple shield. And it was just, like, one day it just started getting better. And I don't think there was any, like, magic thing I did. Like, it just started getting better. And something that I think was game changing for my breastfeeding experience was believing that my body knows what to do. Like, my supply was always just normal. It always ebbed and flowed with how much Tate needed or how much he didn't need. And I also really leaned into, like, my body's just going to adjust for what is needed. And I wasn't going to stress about if he was getting enough milk or if he was getting too much milk. Like, I was just believing that, like, he is getting what he needs. He's gaining the appropriate amount of weight that he's, like, should be gaining. Like, everything is just going to, it's going to be fine. That's what I kept telling myself. Like, I'm stressing about so many things. I have so much anxiety about other things that, like, if this seems to be going well, there's nothing more to it. It's going well. I think we can overthink things sometimes and we can overthink this. And I mean, if your baby is getting good reports to the doctor, is healthy, is, like, not seeming to have any health problems, like, your baby is getting the source, like, the amount of sources that they need to live. Like, they're getting enough milk, you know? And so I just, like, told myself, like, this is what my body's meant to do. And it's going to be fine. And it is fine. And it was fine. Like, I just had so many other things that I needed to stress about that I wasn't going to let this be one of them. And so I just, like, I did it. And I wish that I could tell, you know, every person I talk to that. And so that's why I'm recording the podcast today. Because I just, like, wish that somebody would have told me, like, keep sticking with it. The pain does get better. And that may not be the case for everybody. And I totally hear that and totally understand that. But I really am so proud of myself for sticking with it because it got better. And those, you know, couple months that it was really painful, it got, you know, it was totally worth it to go as long as I did. And it wasn't painful every time either. Like, I should make that clear. It wasn't painful every time. The nipple shield helped tremendously. Like, it helped so much. And so did the lanolin cream. That really helped. Since I had lanolin cream, since I had the nipple shield, I was solid. Like, I was good to go. And it was great. Yes, the nipple shield was much more work. I had to clean it every time. Well, I didn't clean it. Thomas cleaned it every time. Like I said, Theo ate a couple of them. So, like, it was definitely, like, work. Like, you always had to have a clean one with you. Like, that was always difficult. But it really was, like, the best thing that I could have done is had a nipple shield, truly. Like, I'm so glad that somebody gave that to me. If you are pregnant or you have somebody in your life that's pregnant, give them a nipple shield. Like, because when you're breastfeeding at 2 a.m. and your body's hurting and you don't know what to do, you're not going to want to have to, like, get on Amazon and be like, nipple shields. Like, you want to have one ready to go. So get a nipple shield. I think in a pack it comes with two. I'll link some in the episode notes, but it was great. As far as pumping, I had a normal supply. I felt a lot of pressure to have this, like, massive freezer stash. We really weren't even doing bottles very much. Looking back, I would have done more bottles than what I did, just because right now it's really hard with weaning Tate and him not taking a bottle, and he didn't really take bottles from anybody, so going out was difficult. But I didn't pump much. I did pump some to have a freezer stash. And I liked the pumps I had. I have a Mom Cozy, and I'll link those in the episode notes as well. But they weren't great by any means. Like, I think they were fine. And it definitely gave me, like, what I needed. My friend Caroline loves her pumps. She gets, like, so much milk from them. Maybe I should link hers. I'll probably actually link hers instead of the ones that I got, because she just has raved about how great they are. But I liked mine. But I didn't get nearly as much milk from that versus the other pump that I had. I had an electric pump that, like, I stuck into the wall from my insurance. Could not tell you what brand that was. It just was a part of my insurance. It was not a brand that, like, you hear. It wasn't like a Spectra or a Medela or anything like that. Like, it was some random brand I had never heard of. And it was good, and it was the free one that came with my insurance. Something you may not know is that if you do have insurance, a lot of times a breast pump is free. So you should look that up if you are pregnant. But as far as pumps go, I think I actually like this handheld one that I used the best. Now, the handheld one is hard because you have to use both hands. Like, you've got your hand on your boob, and you have a hand, like, doing the actual pumping part. I had to use a handheld pump because I was in the hospital, obviously, with my broken leg, and I needed a pump. And, oh my gosh, on the hospital bill, that handheld pump that you can get at Target for $25 was $388. And I have been fighting with them about that, and I'll let you guys know what they say back. They were not very happy with me, but I told them that I will wait and see what they can do for me about that, because I just think that is absolutely ridiculous. But I actually really like that one. I get a lot of milk from that whenever I use the handheld pump, but that one is just so inconvenient because you can't do anything else while you're pumping. You just have to hold your boob and pump. But the ones that you can just, like, stick in your bra that are hands-free are fantastic, because you can do things, like, without, you know, having to hold anything. And so I'll link the ones that my friend had. I had, like, one of the Mom Cozy ones. I think it was, like, the S9 or S12, but it just, like, wasn't. I mean, it was fine for the price. I honestly bought these pumps just so I could use them at Taylor Swift. Like, that's why I bought them, because I was going to be at the concert and I needed some handheld one or hands-free ones. And I just got those off Amazon. So, okay. The last thing I wanted to talk about is breastfeeding in public. So breastfeeding is so natural. I mean, you're literally feeding your child to keep them alive. However, that doesn't negate the feelings that you might have when you're breastfeeding. Like, you're worried about people looking at you. You're like, is my boob out? Is it not out? Like, can people see my stomach? Can people see my chest? Like, this is just a lot. Like, it's just a lot. And I remember, like, early on, you know, using the nipple shield, I was like, how am I supposed to put this nipple shield on and then put him on? And the cover just never felt like it worked right with me, because he was just, like, all over the place, and I just, like, didn't like using a cover. And so the first little bit, like, I didn't really breastfeed in public too much because it just felt too hard. But then I was like, you know what? I can do this. Like, I can figure this out. What I found is that wearing shirts that I can lift up and still have some, like, something fall down over it was actually the most comfortable clothes to wear because I felt like I was still covered. Like, I'd wear a really big t-shirt. That way I could put him under it and the t-shirt would just kind of fall down. In my mind, I was like, I have to have all button-up things so I can just unbutton my shirt and pop him on. But then I just personally felt so exposed doing that. Like, the top of my boob was out, and that just, like, felt really weird. And so I found just, like, lifting up my shirt and, like, having the rest of it fall down, I was still covered because his head was covering up the rest of my boob, and I could just, like, lay my shirt over him, and he could still breathe, and it was fine. So I found that was the most helpful. But I just want to encourage anybody who is, like, feeling, you know, like, a little bit weird about it. Like, breastfeeding is so natural. It's so good for you and your baby. And if anyone is, like, looking at you and feeling weird about it, like, that's honestly on them. Like, there's nothing weird about breastfeeding your baby. And once you are pregnant and once you have your baby and once you're, like, even if you're not breastfeeding, I feel like your boobs just, like, aren't really sexual things anymore. Like, I've literally told Thomas, like, hands off, like, you cannot touch my boobs. Like, these are not sexy. Like, these are what is providing life for my child. Like, I just don't feel like anything about this is hot. And so I just looked at boobs as, like, this is just, like, part of raising my kid. And I think that kind of helps with, like, the feelings about breastfeeding in public, you know? But there was definitely times where I was like, I feel worried about this because it's just, like, feels uncomfortable. And so I would just step away and go breastfeed somewhere else. But you can breastfeed wherever. I'm pretty sure, I'm not 100%, but I'm pretty sure there's, like, laws that protect breastfeeding women. Like, people can't kick you out of anywhere or tell you that you can't breastfeed your child. Like, you should be able to breastfeed wherever because you're literally providing life for your child. Like, there should be nothing against that. So that is all I have for you today because, like I said, I'm sick and I'm still trying to overcome this and I've had to stop recording like 5 times because I can't catch my breath. So that's your breastfeeding episode. Hope this was helpful to share my journey. Once I'm done weaning, I guess I can give you guys an update about how that went. But right now it's going really hard. So I love you guys. Your body was made for this. You can do this. If you do have a minute, if you could subscribe on YouTube, even if you don't watch on YouTube, subscribing on YouTube is actually super helpful. So if you could just subscribe on YouTube and give me a like and subscribe would be great. And then if you could rate and review the podcast, that would mean the world to me. But thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I love you guys. Talk soon.